You're listening to SBS News.
The Bukasa family fled troubles in the Democratic Republic of Congo, coming to Australia 7 years ago. For Father Yehomnim Chilangi, it was a relief.
It was beautiful and peaceful. That was the key word.
But the supermarkets in this new country were strange, and the family couldn't find the vegetables they were used to eating.
It was a shock. You should get potato in the shop, but no potato leaf.
Mr. Chilangi began planting traditional vegetables in his backyard, but demand from friends and neighbours for cassava leaves and bitter berries soon outgrew this patch. So he leased an urban farm from Western Sydney Parklands and recruited his teenage sons, including 18-year-old Kevin, to help him out.
He's also, you know, asking us to come and help. And when he asks, you know, he can't resist because you know how hard it is to take care of this big farm by yourself.
But it was this year when Mr. Chilangi lost his job as a truck driver during the pandemic that he decided to sell his produce.
I have enough vegetable to supply now. Before, so this will be my first experience, but I know it's going
to
work.
He's supplying to 6 stores and selling direct from the farm gate. One customer is Abby Calais, who migrated to Australia from Sierra Leone 30 years ago. She says the farm has become a place for the community to gather and share stories of home.
It makes you feel like home, you know, brings back memory from home. And it's really important the kids come and see how we interact. And we talk, everyone talk about the stories from back home, how we, you know, the way we grow up, how we used to go to the farm and pick up stuff.
Many African vegetables only grow in the summer months, so the plan for next year is to build greenhouses. That way, the Bukasa family can provide traditional food and connections to culture all year round.
This is an opportunity for us to be part of this multicultural country and to give what we have.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.